Parshas Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Sivan Be'arba Chukosai. It says in Mechilta, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam V'chuli Vayikach Sefer HaBris Vayikra Be'ozneham. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer HaBris, the Book of the Covenant, and you read to Klal Yisrael. Aval lo shamanu meichan korah Be'ozneham. From where did he start? What did he read? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yassi Oimer Mitchilas Breishis Vatkan. All the Torah from Breishis until Matan Torah. Rabbi Oimer Mitzvah Shinstav Adamarishu, which is Shtav of the Noch, which after the Mitzrayim, Memor, which are called Mitzvah Kulon. He taught them the Mitzvahs till now. All the Mitzvahs that were given to now, not the stories, but the Mitzvahs. Makes sense. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Mitchilas Ainyama Oimer Vishov Sa'ores Shabbos Lashem. Right before in Parshas Mishpatim, right before the breeze, it says, "Veshav Sa'ar Shabbos Lashem, Shesh Shonim Tizra Karmecha, Shmitim." So it means he taught them Shmitim, Veyovlus, Brochus, Veklolus. And Besof Ha'inyan Ma'uimer, what they said there with the pasuk, Ele Achukim VeMishpatim VeTorahs. So what he taught them was Parshas Behar and Parshas BeChukosai, which means the Klolus, the Brochus, and the Klolus. And he taught them the mitzvahs, and the example is mitzvahs shmita, right? Shmitin v'yovlus. Now, we could understand why he taught them shmitin v'yovlus. That makes sense, because it's a good example. It's a paradigm of mitzvahs. This is the archetype of all mitzvahs, is this. The idea of Shabbos Lashem, the binyan of bitochon, the binyan of emuna. So it's a good example. But why brochus v'klolus did he have to teach to give to them right before the bris? What does brochus v'klolus have to do b'chlal with the bris? That's question number one. Question number two: if you look at the bris korov says a very gewaltig word. Says the bris korov the following idea: on nase v'nishma. What is so choshev about nase v'nishma? The Gemara says, like this in Shabbos, the Peches, Omer, Bishashik dimu Yisrael nase l'nishma, yotza baskol v'omra lahem, migila lebonai raz, ze whoever taught this secret to my children, shemalachei ashores bishtam shimboi. Right? So, and Biskor comes to explain, what's so choshev about nase v'nishma? So, says the Biskorov, in Matan Torah, if you look at it, the Parsha Matan Torah is divided into Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Yisrael. And it says, if you look at it, you realize that Matan Torah were two components. One of them was mitzvahs, that you make kabbal the mitzvahs, that's Parshas Yisrael. But if you look in the Parsha and the whole ritual that we had in Parshas Mishpatim, that's called Knisa Bris. The Gemara Nevovah says, B'shloisha dvorim nichnasu avisin lebris. Our forefathers got into the Bris, into the covenant, B'shloisha dvorim, which is Be'azoz domim, the Parsha, Parsha Mishpatim. So there were two inyanim. There was the inyan of a bris, and there was the inyan of the mitzvahs. That's why Shmitim v'yoivlus, that's how he explains this, Michilta, relate to the mitzvahs, the mekabel, the obligations. The bris is the brochus v'klolus. And so that's why nase v'nishma. Nase is udu. Nishma, the Targum says, nekabel, which means because they had to be mekabel the brochus v'klolus, which means entering the bris. And the question is, what does the bris mean, and why brochus v'klolus is a chelik of the bris? But you see that luchos that were given is called luchos habris. And luchos habris has a different halacha of anything else of Torah. With the famous bris korov, right? Ismach Moshe benas chelko kevet kneman korosalok lifer b'shatzdoi v'shne luchoi savod imro hoirit beyodoi v'choin v'kosu v'im shmir ha-shabes in the luchos habris v'chen kosu v'sarasech v'shom b'nei Yisrael oisi b'ini v'nei Yisrael. First bris korov, one second. Whatever is written in luchos habris is written in the Torah. So why does the tefillah stress ושני לוחס עבוד עם מורד ביוד וחוסו בהם שמיר השבס וכן כוסו בסור השכה. That's a repetition. It says no. Because here with the Baal HaTfilah is trying to show that Shabbos is an union of bris. It's a covenant. So that it says, because since it's mentioned in Luchos HaBris, means that that's part of the bris. וכן כוסוב בצוער השיח, also the Torah is written, the Shabbos is a bris, כי הוא is bris בין יובי נחם, so it's a bris. So you see, there is such a thing called bris. We have to understand what's the union of bris, the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chora, why brochus v'klolus, is what makes the bris go through. Once you learn about this idea of bris, you could understand something very interesting. Rabbi Yoshe Ber in Harei Kedem, in Simon Kuf Yudayin, quotes the following idea. Our minhag is that we stand up for Shasas Adibris. And the question is, that's against the Rambam and the Tshuva. Remember the Rambam and the Tshuva? The Rambam writes, why do mevatel? He says, somebody asked the Rambam that some people decided not to stand up for Shasas Adibris. And he says, why? Because you realize that Shasas Adibris is supposed to be read every day. And Chazal or mevatel it, why? Because of the meaning. Because the meaning would say, ain't that Aseres HaDibris is different than the Kol HaTorah Kula. So we don't want to discriminate and differentiate. And the Rambam says it's right. You cannot discriminate, and you should not stand up for Aseres HaDibris only. That's what the Rambam says. So the question is, how do we do stand up? So says Rabbi Yoshe Ber, he says, there are two ways of reading Aseres HaDibris. Tam Elyon and Tam HaTachton. Tam HaTachton is, you read like all the psukim in Kol HaTorah Kula. Tam HaElyon is, number one, you divide the psukim according to how the dibros were. So let's say the pasuk Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, Shesh es Yom Tavuid V'Asis Kom Ratecha, all those psukim are read together in one. And Lo Sinav, Lo Tirtzach, even though it's the same pasuk, we split in different psukim. And the reason is because Tam HaElyon is a reenactment of how the Torah was said, not midin Torah, but midin Har Sinai. So he says that the minhag Mishnah Berurah says that we read the Tam HaElyon on Shavuos and Tam HaTachton the rest of the year. So says Rabbi Yoshe Ber, so that makes sense. We stand up only, according to his minhag, they stood up only by what you call, they only stood up by Shavuos. Because Shavuos, you're not reading it mitzvah Talmud Torah, you're reading it mitzvah the reenactment of Har Sinai, because it's Tam HaElyon. So they don't discriminate from Kol HaTorah Kula, because Kol HaTorah Kula is mitzvah Torah. Here you're reading mitzvah Har Sinai. What is the chidush of Har Sinai? It's the bris, that we got together in the bris of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So again, you see there is an union of bris on Luchos HaBris, the day of the Luchos HaBris. And the question is, what exactly the bris means? And more important, moreover, why brochas v'klolos is what breaks the bris. One more difference between Aseres HaDibros in Kol HaTorah Kula is what the Briskrov mentions in Soita Daf Men Amud Beis. Because Briskrov was Besupak, we know that when you hear the Shem, Hashem said, Kichsovoi, you have to be Kurea u'mishtachave. And the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu learned Kol HaTorah Kula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the Shemus? Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Is it Yud Kei Vov Kei? Or Alad Alad Nun Yud? Because if it's Yud Kei Vov Kei, Lecher Moshe Rabbeinu would have to be bowing down all the time. Okay? So, how is it? So, Biskrov is Bistapek. Biskrov says, Be'asas Adibris, for sure Hashem used the Shem Mifayrash. Why? Because Rashi says already, by the Mekalel, that the Mekalel knew the Shem, asks Rashi, how did the Mekalel know the Shem? So says Rashi, because he heard it by Har Sinai. So you see the Shem Kichsovoi by Har Sinai. And that was the special, the Shem. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, and it says, Vayamud Ha'am V'rochoik. The Pasuk says the following. ואל משה אומר עלה לשם וישתחוויסם מרוחק. What it means Vishtachavisim? So it says Briskov is Sachavisim because they're going to listen to the Shema Foira, so they have to be Shtachavisim. And why does it say Mirochik from far away? It says very because there is mitzvah Hagbola, there's a mitzvah of how far he can go. But since they're Mishtachavit, they might invade the space. That's what the Pasuk stresses. Step back to give you room to be Mishtachavit. But more, the B'dovet Soloveitchik said it's very interesting because in the Azora, the only people who bow down or the people who hold him in Azora. But here it says, Vishtachavisim Merochik, that even Merochik you could be Mishtachavit. The question is why? You could, first of all, why the Shemun Feirosh was said by Luchas Abris? And why the Shtachavo was anywhere? Now, the B'dovin wants to be stopping. Maybe the Shtachavo was only B'tachti Sahar, even though it was Merochik, but it was B'tachti Sahar. But the question is, Mashmah, that the Pasuk stresses Merochik. Why can you be Mishtachavi Merochik here? That's the question, the issue number three that we have. And finally, the Kasha of the Kuntas HaMoadim B'Shem B'Skrov also, we say in the Tefillah on the Yoitzes of Shavuos, we say, no, Shavuos, I'm sorry, in the Yona Matzah B'Manoach, in the Zmir Shabbos Yona Matzah B'Manoach, we say like this, ובואו חולם בבריס יחד, נעשה ונשמע מורכחד. So it's actually that, ובואו חולם בבריס יחד, how did they come to בריס יחד? Because נעשה ונשמע מורכחד. What is נעשה ונשמע מורכחד to be בריס יחד? What is the קשר? To explain all of this, I want to first go into the Zohar, that Begal Amukas quotes, and it says that Yisrael, being the Yaakov Utoimim, because Yaakov was a twin, so don't see what it means, the Torah was given to Moshe, to Yaakov, I'm sorry, in Chodesh, which the zodiac is Gemini, are the twins. Because Torah is in the side of twins. Torah should be, and it's by nature, Torah should be Chsav and Torah should be Alpe. And was Bachodesh at Lisoy, and was in the third month, Lam Tlisoy to a triple nation, Kohanim Levim Israelim, Bedargin Tlisoy, with three levels, which the Ramak explained, Chesed Gvura Tiferes, Toira Tlisoy, a triple Toira, Toira Levim Ksuvim, Toira Levim Ksuvim, Vechula Chadin, it's all one. The question is like this. First of all, Yaakov in Zatoim, that's why he got Toira, which was given by Toim. What does that mean? But it also, it starts with Teoyim and then it goes into triplets. That's why Chodesh HaShlishi, is it Teoyim or is it triplets? And the Megal HaMukas in Oifin Kufches explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Tiny say, in the Dorim says Moshe Rabbeinu was forgetting the Torah, he couldn't remember. Ad Shekodesh Boch who gave him the Torah, Betoras Matona, Bematona. Bematona state is Begimatria Teoyim. The question is, what does that mean? Right? Why was the Torah given the month of twins? To explain all of this, it's important to understand that the Torah was given by Chodesh Teoimim, not because what it means to say, and the Ramak explains, doesn't mean that he was a twin with Esav. That's not what it means. It means that Yaakov represents Teoimim, because Yaakov is Midas HaTiferes, which is Emes, which basically is joining, balancing two extremes. Yaakov Ishtam, he was a perfect person, Yoishev Oyalim, because he learned in two tents. Sejan Shariora, which two tents? The Oyal Avrom and Oyal Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu is the one who puts dualities back into unities, because he's Emes. Like the Maharal says, what's Emes? You take the Aleph and the Tav, two extremes, and you balance through with the Mem. Torah ultimately is the chibur of the world to become echad. Well, the world was created with a base because the world is full of dualities. And state Nosri Bekiva did the Aleph complete HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry, Allah says the Dibur is without an Aleph. Because what's Aleph is coordinating two extremes. If you look at the Aleph is above with two yuds. There are two yuds, one above, one below, and putting it together, reunifying the world. The ultimate example is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Midas HaEmes, that he balances the Aleph and the Taf, that creates the balance. Ish Yaakov Ishtab Yoshev Oyalim. And says the Zohar, that's the Pshat. הוא היה כבר אבינו זויך במידס התאוימים, to get it, because himself was a תאוים. Not because he was a twin, because he had the twin brothers, a twin because he represents the idea of twins, of balancing opposites. And that's the number three. The number three is there is thesis and there is antithesis. And there is a synthesis to balance it together. So the Torah is the number three because it joins the twins. So that's why it's Chodesh Toimim, but for the Toimim to be together, you need the third to put into balance. And that's why it's Toiraisat Lisoi, Leamat Lisoi, so on and so forth. The Maral explains in the Drusha La Torah and in Perchofei in Sefer Tiferes that that's why Torah doesn't say Zman. The Torah was given by Chodesh HaShlishi, that's the third month, who creates the balance. And that's why it never says Zman Batera. Even the Yontov of Shavuos doesn't have a Zman, right? It's a function of Svira. It says Kavasa Kavata Itim Latera. Ace is the now, because the now is Mechaber, the past and the present. That's what Torah is all about. It's coordinating. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Pesh, Tei Luchi Sabris. That's what Torah is all about. Explains the Shem Yishmuel, by the way, and he says that this idea of the balance, right? That's why the Torah, it represents the now, says the Maral. But says the Shem Yishmuel, this is basically, if you look at Lemoshal, you look at the mazel of Nisan, is Aries, sheep, and they go in a herd, they go all together. Ear, which is Taurus, is an ox, which is very, very defined, very separate. He plows alone. And he's very, quote-unquote, opinionated. One goes in the herd, the other is very individual. Shavuos is the twin. But the twin is to put the two together. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the chidush of Matan Torah was ki ish echad belev echad, was in the old community, v'yanu kol am yachdov. But then there is a concept of individuality. It says, the matter that each one bekol, each one heard in a voice which is relates to him. A zoken heard, there's a zoken, an elder, how there's an elder, a child is a child. There is individuality. There's a unique relationship with each and everyone, but is connected to the tzibur. That is the ultimate teoimim against balancing each other. Teoimim is the concept of Torah represents teoimim. It represents balance in the reunification of the world. By the way, this is what bris is all about. Bris is, the Goyen says, what's bris? That you take a bird and you split in half and you pass in between. To tell you that even though the two pieces of the bird are separate, they are in essence, organically, intrinsically connected. It's bringing the unity. They were called luchas avonim because even benuitrekon is av uben. Luchas abris is this. We have the first luach, which is relationship in Odom Lamokim. And the second luach is ben Odom Lachavero in parallel to Odom Lamokim. It's the chibur of Odom Lamokim. It's the chibur of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And that's what the bris is all about. Says the bris krov, the bikibul habris is dafkei brochas and klolos. Because without brochas and klolos means that you keep the mitzvahs, and it's something nice, and perhaps you even get a reward. Klolos means that if you don't keep the Torah, you don't have a life. That's the ultimate chibur of the dualities between Adam and Torah. That's why the bris was dafka, and that's the chidush here. Is luchis savonim avu ben is the chibur of teoimim. Bematona, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that Torah is very different than him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave bematona. What is the matona? Teoimim, the ability to put two opposites and to balance them out together. That's why it's teoimim, that's why it's bematona. Mimela, they had to hear the Shema Mufairash. The Chidush is that Adam was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even Shem HaMufairash was in his domain. And that's why it doesn't matter how far you are, this is the only place Vishtachavisim, even Merochik. Even Merochik you could be. And that's what the Yonah Matzah, the Zmir Shabbat says. Ubau kulam bibris, we came to a covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachad, they created ichud. How did you create ichud? Because nase v'nishma omru kechad. Nase v'nishma is also this duality. Nase is do it, and nishma is I'll be connected. usually they're opposite to each other. But you bow kulam bivris yachad because nase v'nishma omrukecho. That's the ultimate twin is nase v'nishma. Always tired that the Litvish prepare shvuas, prepare in Sfira Soymer learning Mesechta Shvuas, which has 49 blatim, but 49 blat. The Chassidim learn Mesechta Soita. What's the difference? Because one is focusing on the nase, the mitzvah. So we are going to be mushma v'oimed be'asina. I want to learn the halachos of shvuas. That's the Litvish. The other one says, no, the Iker is Nishma, is the breeze, is the connection. That connection that we have, that's what's important. But what we're learning today is that what's important really is the balance between the two. Is Nase v'Nishma, Omru ke'echo, then is Bo'u Kulam b'Ivris Yachad. Now, Tayyid, that B'yom Chasun Nosu, B'yom Simchas Liba, the Mishnah in Tayyid says, B'yom Chasun Nosu Matan Torah. In Matan Torah, Taki, the word is duality also. There is Erusin, that Kabbalah is a mitzvah, because in Erusin you have all the obligations, you have Osar Kuli Alma Kehekdesh. In other words, there is halachas, an obligation that Chal in Erusin. Nisuin is living it together, doing the melachas for each other. One of them is the bris, the other one is the mitzvah. And this duality exists till today. So this is the chidush of Teoimim, why Nitna Loi B'Matona. The idea of Nitna Loi B'Matona is the Pshat has become his. And that's why by Tama Eluin is that we are not just looking Torah as mitzvahs like kol haTorah kula. We are learning here the concept of bris, which is being together, connected, which is the concept of Teoimim, which relates to Yaakov Avinu, which is connected the Teoimis of the lulav, of the two together, the balancing with a almost like an imaginary point, which is the number three, to create the ultimate unity, which is Bo Kulam Bivris Yachad.